Brett, welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Jude.
Yeah, happy to have you on board, and looking forward to the couple of talented Colts you're sending to the post later today at the fairgrounds. That's Running Mate, who is a son of your top freshman sire, Creative Cause. And then you have Keep Talking, a son of Ghost Zapper, who was really, really good last time out. Tell me about the two.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I just have to make a reference to what we just heard and listening to Ron eulogize Kerry Gomez. I mean, that was really incredible and just a very tough thing to follow. But what a legend Garrett was, and what a legend he'll always be. But now we to focus on the racing a little bit. We've got a big Saturday ahead of us. Hopefully, we've got Running Mate, who is a big deal for especially for the Brett Jones family, because normally it's Brett and Jones having all the fun breeding all these nice horses, and we'll have all the kids around the TV today watching him run, and hopefully we can have some fun there. And then Dad's Colt, Keep Talking, is going to be a very, very serious test. He is a horse that Tom Proctor actually came out to the training center where we get our two-year-olds ready, out with Wayne Mackey, and Tom walked out of there and he said, "I just have one request, just let me train the Ghost Zapper." And that's Keep Talking, and that shows you kind of what he's always thought of him. So it's going to be a very contentious race. There's a Michael Stidham colt in there that sounds like all the DRF guys at Fairgrounds are raving about, and we sure like Running Mate, and real interested to see how the fourth at Fairgrounds goes today.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Running Mate, he's run like a freak. I mean, those are two impressive races on his chart, with very, very fast Brisnet speed figures, both 97. Par for this level is 83, so he's like in rarefied air.
Yeah, and that's what's really been so impressive to us, is he has run very fast without looking like he's running very fast. You know, he's been I don't think he's felt the whip yet. He's been eased down both races, but he's still running. I know on the Ragusons, his first race, he got a 9, then came down to an 8 in the next race, and as you said, the Brisnet numbers have been fantastic, and I've heard actually some of the other figures. So he's doing it without being asked. Now, of course, the question is what happens when we do ask him. But the obvious hope is that he runs even faster.
Well, he's bred to go much longer too, which has to be super exciting for you.
Yeah, it really is. I said to somebody the other day that was the first question I asked Larry Jones when he crossed the wire after the last race, and Larry said he wants to run around 3 times. So as far as Larry knows, there are no distance limitations, and that gets you a little excited with these two-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, your dad's horse is the same way. I mean, he's another horse that's bred to go long. It's a little bit curious to me, A, why you're running them against one another, and B, why you haven't stretched them out.
Well, there's really not the opportunity quite yet down there. This is the first stake with that program. It is at the 3/4, and I think that the time will come when they do, but it's really not the opportunity. And actually, we're bringing running back pretty quickly. You know, he just ran 3 weeks ago, and that was a question I asked Larry also. I said, well, you know, he's run pretty fast, and should we wait and stretch him out 2 turns? And Larry said, well, he didn't run last time, so let's get him back in the starting gate and run him again, and then we'll be ready for the LeCompte. And as far as running them against each other, it's, you know, both are the first foals out of their mares, and you've got a 6-horse field, which looks like an opportunity. We think both of them have the talent to pick up Black Type today. And if both of them can finish in the top 3, that's a big deal to get Black Type under a couple of mares that we're both very high on. So that's why we're running against each other. And I just hope Robbie Alvarado and Gabe Saez don't get too competitive out there on the lead and put us in a tough spot. But I got a feeling they won't, and I got a feeling both will come running today.
Talking with Brett Jones of Airdrie Stud here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. 2 horses going to the post in this afternoon's Sugar Bowl at the fairgrounds. That's a race for the 2-year-olds. That Derby looming on the horizon the first Saturday in May will be here before we know it. Brett, you've had an awful lot of success with trainer Larry Jones in the Kentucky Oaks. He's won three Kentucky Oaks for you guys, and it's been a magical run. Yet to win the Kentucky Derby, but you've had some horses that were players early in the season, just didn't quite get it done. Is there an extra emphasis now on winning on the first Saturday in May as opposed to the first Friday?
Well, we'll take either one, to be very clear. but with the Derby, Dad has just never been one to get Derby fever. Now, that doesn't mean that we wouldn't love to win it more than just about anything in the world. I mean, if we were to have the opportunity to have one that we really felt could go in there and have a big shot to run it, no one would be more excited than we would be. As you said, we've had some that have been on the trail. Mark Valesti was a colt that we actually thought could be competitive talent-wise in the Derby. He had the points. It's kind of sacrilege, I guess, when you have the points to not go ahead and get in the starting gate. But he's one that we just weren't sure the mile and a quarter would suit him as well. So Dad, being Dad and always, you know, trying to do what's right and put the horses in the best position, bypassed the Derby, won the Peter Pan, I think, the very next week, one turn mile and an eighth at Belmont. So we've been down that road, and Dad had an opportunity to really catch the bug, and I think he made the right decision. So if we're lucky enough to be in that position again, we won't run him unless we really think that we're in there with a big shot.
How special is it to go down this road with a horse like Running Mate, who is a son of your freshman sire, Creative Cause, who has gotten off to a remarkable start, by the way. Congratulations on his success. How special is it to have a horse that's by your stallion going down this road?
Thank you, Mike. It's a huge deal. I mean, that's when we put Creative Cause in the stallion barn, we told everybody, listen, we're going to breed the best mares that we've got on the farm to him. We're going to give him every chance because we believe that he's that kind of prospect and he's deserving of that kind of chance. And now, you know, I think you're going to see he's already had a very good freshman year. He's been kind of a top five freshman sire all year. Had some bad luck, filly that won the stakeout in California, got very sick afterwards. But you're seeing now is the distances are increasing. I think you're going to see these things getting better and better and stronger and stronger. And so it's a huge deal. I mean, if this horse didn't belong to us, if it was just someone else's Creative Cause, it would still be a massive deal to see one with this level of talent, at least what we perceive as this level of talent, taking the steps to run in some nice three-year-old races. So Creative Cause would, if we could really have a big 2017 with him, it would be hugely fulfilling because we made a very large investment in the horse financially as well as just the opportunity of where else we could have bred those mares. But so far it's paying off, and hopefully that's going to be the case down the road.
Do you hear from my old client Heinz Steinman very much talking about Creative Cause?
I do. Mr. Steinman, I've only spoken to a couple times after left him a nice voicemail after one of our wins, but his son and his sons, Heinz and Eric, have really gotten involved now in the industry as a direct result of the success they had with Creative Cause. Because for the Steinmans, who, Jude, as you know, are just really could not be nicer people, that was a real family affair, having Creative Cause on the Derby trail, having all the great memories that they had, and so much so that once he went to stud, Heinz and Eric got more involved. They were from other businesses. But said, boy, this horse racing thing's kind of a good time. And so they went out, they bought some mares, and they bred a winner that won a couple weeks ago, the Peter Urton Trains out in California. So they're having fun. Of course, Mr. Steinman won the stake out in California with his filly, the one we waited for. So it's he's kept paying back the Steinmans, and hopefully he's going to keep paying the Joneses as well.
Brett, the backstory behind Running Mate is one that caught my eye. When you think about going to the sales with him as, a yearling and having to bring him back home, tell me a little bit about that story and where you are today with this horse.
Well, that's a story that plays out, you know, quite often. It's, you know, sometimes you go up there and you really think you've got a heck of a nice prospect and the market just doesn't agree with you to the level that you think they should. And that was Running Mate. He was just, you know, in my opinion, a beautiful weanling, so well put together, good family underneath him. And for whatever reason, you know, when we had some really kind of sexy weanlings in that draft that did sell well that were by Creative Cause. So maybe he got just a little bit overlooked. Maybe they didn't think he was quite as up to the task as some of the others. But he was a horse that we at the farm always really thought highly of, and a horse that we always thought at the end of the day, if he didn't make a big sales horse, would be a big racehorse. And so we gave him to Larry Jones, and the same way that, you know, we gave some other horses that didn't meet their reserves at the sales that Larry has gone on to do remarkably well with. And hopefully this is just the latest.
You know, Brett, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before, but we see a lot of father-son teams in thoroughbred racing. And when you think about the success you're having alongside your dad at so many different levels, not just the racing side of things, but the breeding side of things, what's it like to go down this road, be part of this success alongside your father?
Well, it's the greatest. And last time, I think you did ask me this one time, Mike, and you got me about halfway emotional. So I'm hoping I'm going to pull through this one like a tough guy. But it's the best. I mean, he's my best friend. He always has been. And working with your best friend and your father and being able, you know, we have had some successes and a lot of fun Saturdays, a lot of fun Fridays, and it just makes it all the more fun. You know, watching a race by yourself is nice and a blast, but when you're celebrating it with the people that you love and going down that road, it just makes it really, really special. So special is the word I keep coming back to, but I think it's appropriate.
Well, he makes me cry all the time, so don't feel bad, Brett.
Yeah.
You know, that's the great thing about your operation. You know, the first thing you think about is your father, and then you, and the honesty and the first class, you know, way you guys conduct yourselves, and you're not afraid to back your own product if you don't think you're getting the fair price, and that's one of the things that gives you confidence when you go to the Airdrie consignments at sales and you go to a breed of mare at Airdrie, you know, it's first class all the way.
Well, I really appreciate that, Jude. Thank you very much, buddy.
Brett Jones with us here on the Equine Forum on HRRN. Brett, we know you're enjoying some time with the family, a little R&R. Not going to be at the fairgrounds today, but that's okay. We want to wish you all the best moving forward. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you for all your support of what we do here on the network. Can't do it without you, buddy.
You guys are the absolute best. Happy holidays, and can't thank you enough, guys.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you, sir. Take care.